Husnul Khuluq. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, goodness, righteousness is good character. Person has got good character, this person has got righteousness. Such an easy way of looking at it and summing it up in a nutshell. That the person that has got good character, his character is good, this person has got righteousness in him. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, wal ithmu ma haaka fi sadrika wa karihta ay yattali'a alayhi an-nas, rawahu Muslim. And sin is that thing that causes doubt in your heart. You're doing something, you're not feeling comfortable about it. This is for a person who really has got a good heart, a person who's got iman. Otherwise, sometimes the person is so involved in sin that he doesn't even feel guilty about the sin anymore. He's so involved and engrossed that he's addicted to the sin. This is for a normal, natural person who's got a normal tabi'at. He got a tabi'i salim. For this type of person now, he'll feel it. When he's doing something wrong, he'll feel uncomfortable. Today I'm doing something wrong. I'm not supposed to do what I'm doing. I'm looking at something that I'm not supposed to be looking at. I'm taking something that I'm not sure about. Or a person, say, he feels as though he can't make it to the masjid for his salah. He's missing his namaz deliberately. Then he feels bad in his heart that I'm doing such a bad thing. So this is such a thing that will tell you that what you're doing is not right. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَكَرِهْتَ أَيْ يَطَّلِعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. It is such a thing that if people come to know about it, you wouldn't like it. So you dislike that people come to know about it, therefore you're hiding and you're doing it, or you're not advertising it. So this tells you that what you're involved in is not something that you should be involved in. Because where a person is involved in good, not that a person wants to show off, but if somebody comes to know about it too, it doesn't make him feel uncomfortable, it doesn't embarrass him. Why? Because it was something good that he has been. Therefore you find the pious people, they will always make this dua, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't let the angel of death find us in a place that you are displeased with, in some gang, in some casino, in some gambling den, in some place that you are displeased with. Why? Because if we are, for a few reasons, one is that a person passes away, that his last action is taking place in such a bad place. And another reason also is now people will come to know that this is a place where I am in. It will be such a means of embarrassment for me, it will be a means of embarrassment for my family. So don't let that ever happen. That this is some type of embarrassment. So very easy. You dislike that people come to know about it. Then in the first instance, don't even be there. Don't go there and don't get even close to that action. Don't get involved in that action. Today's hadith, and Sa'ab ibn Jathamata radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال أهديت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حمارا وحشيا. هذا صعب ابن جثامة رضي الله عنه. He says that I had gifted رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم a خرغوش. خرغوش is actually a zebra. In Arabic they call it حمارا وحشيا, a wild donkey. So he had gifted رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم a zebra. فرده علي. So he said Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام had refused to accept it. فَلَمَّا رَآ مَا فِي وَجْهِ. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw that I was a little bit saddened by the fact that I brought a gift to give him and he's refusing to take my gift, when he saw that I was a little bit sad, قَالَ إِنَّا لَمْ نَرُدَّهُ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا لِأَنْ. So from here we learn a few things. One is that a person has the right to refuse a gift. It doesn't mean that he has to always accept a gift from somebody. Where he fears that this, in this instance, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was in ihram. So now in ihram there are few masail. From this one small hadith, many masail come out. When a person is in ihram, he's not allowed to hunt. So now you'll get a situation where this person, for example, I'm in ihram, and somebody else is not in ihram. If he hunts for himself, and now he brings the meat and the goats, and he comes by me, and he tells me, he says, bhai, kaate raho aur maza utate raho. Keep eating and keep enjoying. Then there's no problem. Even though I'm in ihram, I can eat that meat. Because he hunted for himself and he wasn't in ihram. Then you get another situation where I'm still in ihram and I show a person who's not in ihram. I say, hey, bhai, there's a deer there's a buck there, or there's some animal that you can hunt, and I start showing him and pinpointing to him, there's it hiding behind a tree. Now this person who's not in ihram, he goes and hunts it, still I can't eat it because I showed him that animal. Then you get a third situation where this person, I'm in ihram, another person is not in ihram. But at the time of hunting, he was hunting with making it for me. That I want to give it to this person who's in ihram. But he on his own went. I didn't send him. I didn't even instruct him. I didn't make any ishara to him. On his own he went, but he made a niyat that he's hunting for a person in ihram. According to Hanafi, according to us, we can accept the gift. Why? Because this person who went and hunted, he went on his own accord. Doesn't matter what niyat he made, for whose niyat he made, but he went on his own accord. The other mazahib, they don't allow the person in ihram to accept such a gift from a person who wasn't in ihram, but he made niyat for the person who's in ihram. Then you get the situation here, where a person is in ihram, and another person brings a live animal to him, brings a zebra to him, brings a buck to him, brings one deer to him. Salam, he refused. But first he didn't explain. But the moment he saw that this person was a little bit sad, then he gave the full explanation why he didn't accept this. So this shows us that how careful Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taking into consideration people's feelings. That first he didn't accept it, when he just saw a little bit unhappiness on this person's face, then immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained. So this comes under akhlaq. This is part of akhlaq, that sometimes when we do something, there might be a misunderstanding with somebody. Person might not understand, and sometimes small misunderstanding becomes very big things. Very big problems start from small misunderstanding. All it requires is a little bit of clarification from our side, that this is why I did such a thing. So don't feel bad about it, but this is my reason. And immediately it cleans out, it irons out, it washes out all ill feelings that can come. Another masala we learn from this hadith is that until and unless a person doesn't accept a gift, that ownership doesn't transfer of the gift. For example, if I got a slab of chocolate that belongs to me, and I make niyat to give the slab of chocolate to Ismail bhai, until and unless I don't give it to him and he doesn't take possession of it, that slab of chocolate doesn't become his. So it doesn't mean I made niyat for it and I kept it one side for him and I decided that this chocolate is for him, he doesn't become the owner. If I decide later I want to take it back and I want to give it to somebody else, I can do that. So this masla teaches, we learn from here, until a man doesn't take possession, it doesn't become his. So a person is free to do whatever he wants to do, even though he made niyat for somebody else, but that person hasn't taken it in his hand, that person can refuse a gift. Although it is sunnah to accept a gift, it is nice. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, tahaddu tahabbu, that give gifts, it will increase muhabbat amongst yourself. But there are some instances where you can refuse the gift of a person. One is where you fear that this person who is giving me the gift, he's such a person that he goes and he brags around the whole town. He'll tell everybody, I gave this person a gift, I gave this person a gift. So now he starts exposing that favor that he has done. So now instead of that gift being something of goodness, that becomes a gift where there is some kind of nuhusat, some kind of harm in it. It's harm to you, number one, and number two is harm to that person also because he's bragging about the gift. So in such an instance where you fear that this person is going to go brag about it, that he gave me a gift, a person can refuse that gift. Another time when a person can refuse a gift is when he fears that this person who's giving him the gift will taunt him. He'll keep reminding him, they call it Ihsan Jatana in Urdu, that he keeps reminding him, hey, but remember what I did for you. Remember I gave you that thing, remember. So he fears that this person will keep reminding him about his favors, so then he is allowed in Islam to refuse that gift from such a person. So these small hadiths, but how many masail come out from? So these are the beauty of learning the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal of what we have learned. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.